Hello, welcome to Tea Time with Marcella. Grab your favorite cup of tea or the beverage of your choice and join us as we dive into today's topic. Reading from Luke, the 8th chapter, and beginning at verse 26, it says, "Then they sailed to the country of the Gadarenes, which is opposite Galilee. And when he stepped out on the land, there met him a certain man from the city who had demons for a long time, and he wore no clothes, nor did he live in a house, but in the tombs. But when he saw Jesus, he cried out, fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, 'What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me.' For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for it had often seized him, and he was kept under guard, bound with chains and shackles, and he broke the bonds and was driven by the demon into the wilderness. Jesus asked him, saying, 'What is your name?' And he said, 'Legion,' because many demons had entered him. And they begged him that he would not command them to go out into the abyss. Now a herd of many swine was feeding there on the mountain. So they begged him that he would permit them to enter them. And he permitted them. Then the demons went out of the man and entered the swine. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the lake and drowned. When those who fed them saw what had happened, they fled and told it to the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what had happened and came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They also who had seen it told them by what means he who had been demon-possessed was healed. Then the whole multitude of the surrounding region of the Gadarenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. And he got into the boat and returned. Now the man from whom the demons had departed begged him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, 'Return to your own house and tell what great things God has done for you.' And he went his way and proclaimed throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him." And I was thinking about a while back, a few months ago, this is recent, that my brother was standing out at his mailbox, and someone that he knew came running out into the street, and he was without clothes, and he was talking to himself. And my brother said that he tried to get the man to go inside and put his clothes on. And so he called for help from one of the other people that he knew on that street. He called for him to come and help him get this man inside. Well, the man was not himself. And it made me think about this scripture here where this man is not himself. The scripture here says that when Jesus came to that country, he stepped out on land and there met him a certain man from the city who had demons for a long time. And when Jesus began to rebuke those demons and tell them to come out, they spoke to him and they cried out and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." And when Jesus asked what their name was, he said, "Legion." Now, because he saw the demons and he cast the demons out, they begged him not to send them into the abyss, not into just the air, but to cast them, allow them to be going into the pigs, the swine that was on the hill. And Jesus allowed that. You know, sometimes when we are plagued by things, we find ourselves in situations where we can't help ourselves. People are afraid for him, for this man. They are concerned that he will hurt himself, so they shackle him. They put chains on him and bound him, but he would break the chains. He would break the shackles, and he didn't want to live amongst the living. He lived in the tombs, you know, where the dead is. Who in their right mind wants to live where there are tombs, where there's the dead? There's nothing living there. There's no reason to be there because they're not living. They're not able to interact with you. They're not able to speak to you or to talk to you. I mean, they're dead. This is not a good place to dwell or to live. So when they saw him, and the people saw him, the people in the countryside, the herdsmen, when they saw him and they saw how he was free, they were afraid. And this man, you know, he was found sitting at Jesus' feet. He was no longer out of his mind. He was no longer acting like a person who was insane, but he had his mind, his right mind. And as a result of having his right mind, he was clothed. He was no longer naked, but he had on clothes. He was clothed. He was in his right mind. And so the scripture says, when the herdsmen saw it, they fled to the nearby town and surrounding the countryside and the surrounding countryside and spread the news as they ran. They were telling people about what they saw and how this man was different. People rushed out to see what had happened. A crowd soon gathered around Jesus, and they saw the man who had been freed from the demons. He was sitting at Jesus' feet. He was fully clothed, perfectly sane, and they were all afraid. They were afraid because anyone who has the power to do this should be feared. I mean, total respect, total awe, you know. And then those who had seen what had happened, they told the others how the demon-possessed man had been healed. They were eyewitnesses to what had happened. And all the people in the region of the Gadarenes begged Jesus to go away from us, leave us. For a great wave of fear swept over them. Well, Jesus did return to the boat and he was ready to leave. He was leaving. But crossing back to the other side of the lake, the man wanted to be with Jesus, and Jesus told him, no, go back to your family and tell them everything that God has done for you. I want to know how many of us, when the Lord has delivered us from things, we go back and tell how the Lord delivered us. Your financial situation, you're failing with your finances, you're failing, you're not able to pull your finances up. You're losing your home. Your bills are overwhelming. But the Lord steps in and he provides for you. How many of us say that the Lord has helped us? The Lord has made a way where there was no way. You know, I'm not a prosperity teacher, but I do believe that the Lord provides all of our needs. He provides our needs. When there is no other place to go, we can run to the Lord and he will help us. You know, so many times I have needed financial blessings and the Lord supplied my need. You know, The Lord took care of me when I didn't have an income of any kind. The Lord allowed people to sow into my life. And for that, I am grateful. I am grateful that the Lord met my need. He used others to meet my need. When I needed food in my house, the Lord provided food. When I needed to see a doctor, the Lord provided medical attention. Whatever my need is, the Lord takes care of it. And so we should be grateful and we should be willing to share our testimony with family and friends and tell them everything that God has done for us. We should be willing to share our testimony of how the Lord brought us out. Some people are sick and they don't know if they're going to ever be healed. But when you turn to the Lord and He gives a good outcome, you know, maybe you had surgery and they were expecting that cancer to metastasize, but because you had surgery, God allowed all of it to be gotten out, all of the cancer that they cut, was everything was in that cancer. There was nothing lingering behind. You know, maybe you had COVID and you didn't know if you were going to make it, but the Lord provided for you. The Lord strengthened your lungs. The Lord strengthened your immune system. The Lord healed you. You know, you should share with others, with your family, your friends, your loved ones, your neighbors. Share with them what God has done for you. You know, everything that you need, the Lord will take care of. If you needed food, just like the children of Israel, they were in the wilderness. And the wilderness, when I looked up the wilderness for that region, it looks like a desert place. It looks like a place of dryness. You know, there's no life. It looks deserted and dry. And when Jesus allowed them to wander around for 40 years in the desert, God provided for them. He provided water. He provided food. He provided manna. You know, whatever it was that they needed, God provided. And so the testimony should be to tell others what God has done for you. How He brought you through. How He made a way where there was no way. How He provided water. How He provided food, how He provided the manna from on high. You know, we should be telling people what God has done for us. Falsely accused, but the Lord worked it out in your favor. You know, in prison for no reason, but the Lord allowed your name to be cleared. You know, tell what God has done for you, you know. Don't be like some who would want to hide, you know. They want to be destructive. You know, those demons, they wanted to kill that man. They were torturing this man, you know, and for his own safety, they would try to chain him and they would try to shackle him to protect him from killing himself, from hurting himself. But he would break those, the demons would cause him to break those chains and break those shackles. How many of us have been under the influence of demonic things happening around us that are demonic? You know, things happening that you have no control over. But when you look to the Lord, He broke the power of Satan. He broke the power of those demons and He set you free. How many of you have had some type of addiction, whether it was food or alcohol or drugs or pornography or whatever the addiction was, you know, and God broke that addiction in your life and set you free? Tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Tell somebody about how God has brought you through, you know. And then not only are you to be sharing the goodness of the Lord, but then you should ask the Lord to teach me your ways. Teach me your statutes. Teach me your laws. It says in Psalms 119:68, you are good and you do good. Teach me your statutes. Teach me your ways. Teach me your laws. Teach me your word. You know, why? Because you are good and you do good. You have blessed me. You have kept me. You have healed me. You have delivered me. Share that with somebody. Don't keep it to yourself, but share it with someone, how the Lord has blessed you and how the Lord has kept you. Well, I hope that you have been encouraged and enlightened. Join us here each Saturday at 3 p.m. for Tea Time with Marcella.